Welcome to A Word from the Word on Sound of Truth Podcast. In this podcast episode, you're going to hear a shorter version of a message I delivered to the wonderful people of Harvest Jacksonville. So if you're able, grab a Bible and join me for A Word from the Word. Let's turn in our Bibles to 1 Chronicles chapter 21, where we come to one of the most, I would say, intriguing incidents in the Bible. For many, when we compare what I'm about to read with you to an earlier account in the Old Testament of the same instance, there is to some a contradiction. So let me show you that in just a moment. But first, let's look at the text. 1 Chronicles chapter 21, starting in verse 1, says, Satan rose up against Israel and incited David to take a census of Israel. So David said to Joab and the commanders of the troops, Go and count the Israelites from Beersheba to Dan. Then report back to me so that I may know how many there are. But Joab replied, May the Lord multiply his troops 100 times over. My lord the king, are they not all my lord's subjects? Why does my lord want to do this? Why should he bring guilt on Israel? So this was a temptation, our text says, from Satan to do something that is apparently wrong. And even Joab, the military commander, who was not exactly what you would say the holiest man, one pastor called him a thug general, even Joab recognized this wasn't honoring to the Lord. The king's word, verse 4, however, overruled Joab. So Joab left and went throughout Israel and then came back to Jerusalem. He reported the number of the fighting men to David. In all Israel, there were 1,100,000 men who could handle a sword, including 470,000 in Judah. So Joab goes ahead and carries out the king's command because, after all, he is the king. You got to do what he says. In order for us to understand why it was wrong, we find the answer in the prophet Jeremiah. In the 9th chapter, verses 23 and 24. 23 and 24. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches. But let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these I delight. God doesn't want us to boast in, or to even put it another way, trust in our strengths, our numbers of blessings, our gifts. No, he wants us to find our trust and our boast in him, in his name, in his character, who he is, and what he loves. He loves to exercise kindness. He loves justice. He loves righteousness on earth. In these things he delights. You might remember when Jesus sent out his disciples to go and minister the kingdom of God in the communities, and they did that. And they came back to Jesus, and they were all fired up, and they said, Lord Jesus, even the demons were subject to us in your name. And Jesus, interestingly enough, responded, well, don't rejoice in that, but rather rejoice in that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Jesus was wanting to redirect their affection. Jesus was wanting to redirect their celebration to not just the victories that we have, not just the victories we've accumulated, not just the successes that have, the trophies that have lined our walls in our past of what God has done in our past. He wants us to remain laser-like focused on the kindness and the heart of God to forgive us and to love us. We're to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. We're to keep our eyes fixed upon the cross. We're to keep our trust and our focus on him, keeping him front and center. And there's a real sense in which our blessings can take place, can become our focus, and our victories can become our focus, and our strengths and our numbers can become our focus rather than God himself. And he wants us to keep focused on him. It can be a sin to count. It can be a sin, in this case for David, to take a census. Now, how did he have all those people? It was the blessing of God. Well, what's wrong with counting the blessing of God? Well, sometimes you count the blessing of God, you begin to be filled with pride. You begin to think, hey, I'm really special. I'm better than others. Look what God has done. Look what a great king I am. Look what a great army I have. Instead of remembering your trust is in the Lord. David was reprimanded in 1 Chronicles chapter 21 by the Lord for taking this census. David was reminded, don't put your focus on the strength of what you have. Put your focus on the strength of the Lord. He's the one we're to put our trust in. You want to contrast David at this point in time with his wanting to trust in the numbers rather than the Lord. Contrast that with the young David who was just out in the fields and came in from the fields and saw this giant Goliath taunting the armies of God, the people of God. And he didn't trust in the numbers. He didn't take a census. He just said, hey, I've got my slingshot and I've got an awesome God who will deliver me from Goliath. I'll go out there and fight that giant. And he trusted in the Lord. Think about the story in the Old Testament, the time where they had all these numbers of soldiers and God says, oh, there's too many. We got to reduce the numbers. So he instructed them to tell anyone who's scared to go on home. And a bunch of people left. You don't want to fight. It's okay. You don't have to fight. Just go on home. And that reduced the numbers, I think, something like tenfold. And they said, well, there's still too many soldiers. You need to get rid of more. So he told them to go down and get water at the river. And some of them would lean over and drink directly from the water. Others would cup it with their mouth. He said, well, okay, you take some of those, the ones who did it differently, you send them home. Now we're only down to 300. This was Gideon, with Gideon's army. The Lord said, with only 300, you're going to win this massive battle. We were way outnumbered because I want to get my glory. We trust in the Lord, and he does the miraculous. God wants to do things through insignificant people, through people who realize they're nothing without him. Think about, they wondered about Samson's strength. Samson, what's the secret of your strength? He wasn't some muscle-bound guy who worked out the gym 10 times a day. No, they couldn't figure out where his strength was. His strength was in the Lord and his covenant he'd made with the Lord. The moment that covenant was denied through the cutting of his hair, things went back to just a normal guy again. Didn't have that supernatural strength anymore. God wants us to trust in him, not in numbers. Now, let's go to personal application, okay? What can we do these days in terms of sinning by trusting in things other than the Lord? Where's your trust? Is it in your own resources? Is it in your own giftedness? Are you in any way trusting in your own spiritual performance? Is there any way you're thinking, you know, because I had that quiet time today, Satan can't get me today because I did the quiet time this morning? Be careful lest you fall. You could have had an awesome quiet time, and then in the afternoon, you could fall into sin you'd never dream you'd fall into. You say, I don't understand. I thought if I was having a great quiet time, I wouldn't fall into sin. No, have that quiet time. But then don't walk out of that quiet time thinking, because I've had the quiet time, now I'm untouchable. Put your trust in him, not in your quiet time. You can trust in your prayer life and say, well, I've got this awesome prayer life. And you begin, and you, what happens is you open yourself up to the enemy and you become susceptible to him attacking you, having victory over you because you think you're a great prayer warrior. The only reason why God is going to protect you is because of his grace and mercy in your life. Yes, pray. Yes, be a prayer warrior, but don't put your trust in being a prayer warrior. Spend time in God's word. Spend quality time in God's word. Fill your mind with his word. Meditate on his word. You know, I've been reading portion of scripture 30 times a month. This month I'm attempting to read the little books of 2 John, 3 John, and Jude 30 times this month. And I've got a little bookmark where I check off where I do it every day, trying to get 30 in. It would be unwise for me to think, boy, I'm really getting this in every day, and boy, God's going to really use me because look what I'm doing for him. No, I'd use that as a tool to fill my mind with God's word so I might encounter God and be blessed by him. But sin is subtle. And Satan is crafty. And even our spiritual disciplines can become a weakness to us when we're trusting in those disciplines rather than using them as a means to trust in God. Are you hearing me? Be careful when we try to find things that we're strong in and trust in that strength rather than in God himself. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. We're safe in the name of God. We're not safe in our strength. And so we need to be careful. We have spiritual disciplines. We have processes by which we get to know the Lord and strengthen ourselves in him, but we cannot let those things become something that stand in the way of us trusting in him as well.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Sound of Truth Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please rate and review it. Also, tell your friends about it. Thanks. Music is by Canon and is used by permission. Sound of Truth is produced in collaboration with Harvest Jacksonville and is copyrighted by Brett A. Morani, 2024.